We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
With Robbie the Degenerate.
People didn't like our singing.
This is definitely music Robbie would never definitely play.
I would never think to play this.
You know who I'm into now? You gotta check out. Hot tip for those of y'all. Not normal anymore that I find new music because I'm old and I just like my roots reggae and stuff that I've listened to for like 30 years. But
you like Mark Ritt?
Kind of. There's a R&B soul singer, Georgia Smith.
Yeah.
Oh. She can freaking sing, man. She's a Brit. Huh. Good stuff. Just saying. Also,
she's got a little Jill Scott in her. A
little bit. This that was on the Grammys, like her too. It's good stuff.
The girl who won the Grammy for Album of the Year.
Musgraves, Casey Musgraves?
Yeah. She's up.
She played a Brent Musgraves? I probably deserve one.
What are you doing? This texter comes in with an appropriate thing to say on the accidentlawfirm.com. Text line 67974. I'm a fan in general, but the group singing is cringeworthy. Yeah, no, I mean, Leroy and I singing the theme from The Greatest American Hero, probably not wise.
Well, especially because it's a show that nobody probably knows that's listened to it.
We know.
I remember as a kid, like, here's the difference between TV now and TV when I was a kid. Unless you had that big old cassette tape, that big old VCR tape,
yep.
And you press record, right? If you missed it, you missed it. There was no reruns.
No nothing.
Right. Yeah, but there was also appointment viewing. Like, you knew,
right.
Like, every Tuesday night the A-Team was on.
Right.
Like, you knew, like, every Friday night was Dallas.
Right.
The whole family would sit around and watch Dallas.
Yep.
That whole thing. Also, we had Beta. You ever have a Beta machine?
Yeah, Beta or VCR, VHS.
Right, we had Beta. My dad decided, oh, we're going to get the Beta because the sound quality and the quality is better. And we used to be
It's just the little tapes, and then once you use VHS, you can't convert them.
And then we used to go to the video store before Blockbuster, like the independent video stores, and they have the Beta section. And all of a sudden, the Beta section just started shrinking and shrinking until there was like three movies you could get. I'm like, Dad, I think it's time we go to the VHS. I think it's time.
No.
Of course, my dad had all of his adult movies on Beta, so.
Yeah, you couldn't convert them.
No. Anywho, let's get to headlines.
It's one that you could convert them. It was that, could you imagine going to a store and saying, I need you to convert all these?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, I got all these Tracy Lords videos on Beta. Can you convert them to VHS, please? All right, headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
And right now, Beast, just for you, right as I refresh the page, Manchester United just scored a goal. They're up 1-0 on Chelsea.
Who scored? I it's on ESPN Plus, but if I had it on, I wouldn't be able to pay attention to the show. Was it Pogba? Who scored?
Well, I just saw the
Jesus.
I just saw it go up.
I mean, come on.
Ander Herrera with the goal.
Oh, Ander Herrera, yeah, nice.
With the 31st minute. So
what is that?
Oh boy.
Oh, that's something with a tail.
Oh, it looks like a
I thought it was a squirrel.
No, that's definitely not a squirrel.
Is it a meerkat?
Is it a lemur?
No, it's not a lemur.
Yeah, the meerkat's one of the big tail like that.
Well,
yeah.
Robbie, now do you understand my life when these guys start talking about Nat Geo Wild and like you have to like crank your head around and it's like not the best angle?
Yeah, I
go look at that. Go try to look at that
ESPN
TV.
Is it possible?
Yeah, you can't look at that TV. Forget about it.
He's like a little lemur.
Yeah. How about that?
Is that what it is?
I think it might be.
It's like a brownish.
Remember,
lemur.
There's like a.
It's not like Maui.
Well, there's different. Types of lemurs.
He's out there.
We have any headlines, Robbie?
He's out.
Aw. That looks like it's down here somewhere.
It's by the building. See the building.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh. What do we got, Robbie?
All right. Mel Kiper's mock draft 2.0. That's the big headline of the day.
It wasn't really?
Yes. If we're playing by the rules of looking ahead, this is what we got to look ahead to. I can't give you a score from last night's All-Star game because that was last night.
How about Bruce Bochy's retiring?
Whoa. That just happened?
It's been on ESPN for like the last hour.
Bruce Bochy, really? They're really reaching for some news.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's an off day.
Okay, yeah.
He just retired?
He's going to retire after the season. I know. It's not really news, but
do you want me to tell you that Duke is taking over the number one spot?
No, I don't. No one cares.
Exactly.
Oh, because you called that.
Yeah, Tennessee getting blown out by Kentucky. They weren't that good.
I think Tennessee had a bad day.
They just came in a raucous
hostile environment. They're still projected to be number one seed, Tennessee.
They'll be a number one seed, but...
By the way, the Canes women's basketball team.
Yeah, they beat Louisville.
Upset number two, Louisville.
The road.
You go, Katie Meyer.
Can they get past the second round?
Hope so.
They've never made the Sweet 16.
The question is, will they be sent to like Antarctica to go play their game?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, this is the last hope of South Florida. Type of success.
Canes women's basketball.
Basically.
Unless, how good is the baseball team?
Baseball team.
They just came a sweep.
They just swept Rutgers.
The Gino DeMar.
They're not even an ACC player.
I was told by an insider yesterday that, and this is not, I don't want to seem like I'm taking any shots at three, the beloved Jim Morris. I love him. He's one of my favorite people ever.
He does bun a lot.
But I was told by an insider yesterday there's a different attitude amongst the Canes baseball team. Whereas it may be a lot of the same players, but they're kind of playing differently.
New voice.
Because
I remember who's the kid. I was listening to the game the other night, and they said, yeah, he had a 160 batting average, and then he just hit a home run. So they said, yeah, he already doubled his home run outage from last year in the first series.
It's the first series. It's Rutgers. They're a cold weather team, which means they had, like, no practice. So we'll see what happens once they get into ACC play. But hopefully they'll at least get to the postseason. Jesus.
Yeah, 2 years.
Again, there's only two seasons left. That's this basketball team and this baseball team.
Well, the men's basketball.
Hey, full squad reported today. Officially full squad reported today.
Yeah, for the Marlins.
Yep.
We'll be out there.
I don't know. Is that definite?
Yeah, March 6th.
Because there's a lot of things up in the air.
I remember it was a split squad game. I remember that.
There's a lot of things that Tobin has, like a lot of, what do you call them, things in the air? Not about that, but like just other plans for things.
Yeah, but he doesn't mention them as we're doing it.
I know that, but I know for a fact behind the scenes, like there's a couple of things up in the air.
You know why he has to do all that?
Why?
Because you guys don't do nothing.
Huh. I got an idea. Just throwing this out there.
Jesus. Uh-oh. What?
So, I'm just asking. I'm just throwing this out there. So, opening day this year.
Yep.
It is the 28th. It is a 4:10 first pitch. Now, I know what you're thinking. We have our show from 1 to 4.
Right.
But what if I don't know if we're allowed to do this. I may be breaching. What if you guys did a broadcast from Marlins Park? And then, right after the show, go up to the...
That'd be a great idea.
We don't have the Marlins.
I have a feeling the rights holder of the Marlins
would probably say no.
No, because remember we're
giving them coverage.
Remember me and E. Reed did it from that bar.
Yeah, no.
The bull bar?
Yeah. No. It was a different bar. It was actually...
Opening, it was...
Yeah, it was opening day.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot who owned that bar, but I don't even think it's there anymore. But yeah, we've done things on opening day before, but... Yeah.
I mean, I assume they're going to want people to talk about, hey, it's opening day, come out to the ballpark.
You would assume. I don't know.
I mean,
I am excited to go down there because Derek Jeter has told me that I'm going to walk into that ballpark and not recognize it.
Well, especially center field.
So,
look, I'm going to be
honest. 305 menu?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't want to recognize is that same Marlins baseball team. Okay? All the stuff around it. Doesn't matter. When I go to a game, I want to see a better Marlins team.
Oh, I don't even care about the game.
That's going to take some time.
I go for comfy seats, easy in, easy
out.
You
get that? Now, I tell you, the good thing about having a baseball team that's not very good right now is you can always get good tickets. So if you want to go watch some baseball, you know, if that's your thing,
Well, no. Here's the deal. There's been times where I've been here at the office around lunchtime, sitting in my office. I'm like, yeah, I want to go to the game tonight. I go on a third-party site, get a ticket for $6, pay $20 to park in the garage. It's like right there. I let's say first pitch is 7:05. I pull up at like 6:50, park, walk inside, and you know have a beverage in my hands, sit down and watch first pitch. It's great, easy in, easy out.
I think $20 are kind of getting ripped off. You can go to the $10 no block.
No.
Let me tell you.
Nay. I want to be in the garage.
I park with the people.
I want to be in the garage.
He's out park with the people.
I want to park in the garage, man. Just boom down the elevator. Right, boom right there. No problem.
I gotta tell you, we should road trip it once. I mean, our boy left, but we can find a new guy. We got a new guy, Lewis Brinson.
Yeah.
And the groundskeeper, he was a friend. He came on the show before.
Yep.
True.
All right. So we got two guys.
All right. We'll get down there. We'll see what we can do.
Hey, I'm in.
You were staring at your computer, so it was...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Was there another Matt Kuchar update?
I didn't. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if there was a Kuchar update.
But see, it's funny. I think I might be the only one to find that to be a little skeptical of that situation.
Well,
it does seem a little fishy.
Now, he's going back to Mexico to play this week.
Now, Leroy, this doesn't make sense because Kuchar played in a tournament in Mexico, and then he had to leave for a tournament in Australia, and now he's coming back to Mexico?
He didn't play in a tournament in Australia. He played in...
I thought he said he had to leave for Australia.
No, he played in California.
He played in the Genesis?
In the Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something that he had to leave for Australia. Well, maybe it was crazy. But...
No, they don't.
You might be crazy.
But hey, if you're allowed to not have a caddy. You know.
Robbie?
Yes?
I'm going to give you a segment next.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
You do?
Actually, I don't know. I have no idea.
Minus one.
What?
What? I thought I knew what it was, and then you put.
What
then
you did
said,
you think it was?
Well, we don't want to tease it. We want the people to stick around, you know. We don't want to give it away. No spoilers.
Robbie gets to live his delightful life next. You know we're on the air, boys.
The back and forth is what made it recent.
So Robbie, during the break, blurts out, I made a major discovery! And I'm like, a cure for cancer? Like, we're a way to get to Jupiter? Like, what?
No, because right after, this is in Mayakoba, which was in November, that Kuchar won the tournament. So this back and forth has been going on a while before he went, before the caddy went public.
I thought this tournament was like 2 weeks
ago. No, it was just the he offered him more money. That was recent. But right after he played there, he went to Australia.
Yeah,
played
the Australian Open. That's where I got messed up.
Somebody said, Leroy's always laughing at Tobin when he's skeptical about something an athlete does if he feels there's a hidden agenda. But Leroy doing the same thing with Kuchar. And my reply is, isn't it ironic that all this happens right before he goes back to play in Mexico?
I think you're onto something. Now that I know the timeline of events, it makes a lot more sense now.
Come on. This could have been handled. Like, now keep in mind, the reason why it seems like this just happened is because the caddy just went public. You know, few weeks ago.
So was he okay with the payment? Then someone told him, hey, bro, you could have gotten a lot more. And then he comes out.
No, I think they were going back and forth the whole time.
Okay. Oh, they were arguing back and forth how much you
could
pay.
Right. And then he called the caddy called his representation, or he called Kuchar, and then the representation called him and said, we'll give you another $15,000. And the caddy said, no, thanks. Like, yeah, man, don't, you know. So now keep in mind, the caddy has done this before with other professional golfers. He's golfed with pro golfers before. Mm-hmm. My whole thing was is this has nothing to do with whether the caddy was bad or not, right? Like, I guess he was okay. Like, because it could have been something else, you know, but, you know, Cooch came out and said he made a mistake. So, you know, I just find it like, look, if a normal caddy would get $129,000, right, and your caddy's asking you for $50,000, and you fight over it because you only want to give him $5,000, then right before you're going back to Mexico to play, you give him $50,000, right?
Yeah.
It almost seems like you need to pay $25,000 as some get right. You know what I mean? Because it's still $50,000 less than what you would normally pay a normal caddy.
Well, I bet he was probably told, hey, $50,000, I'm going public, and he went public anyway. Why am I going to give him more money? Like, I already lost. I'm already giving him all the money.
But you didn't lose.
And everybody knows about it.
You didn't lose. Because standard is 10%.
Yeah, no. But what he's thinking is, the only reason he would pay this guy off is because he doesn't want the story to go public. The story went public anyway. He ends up paying this guy. Like in that sense, he lost. Like, I don't think he would want to give up more money when he could have just given him 50 from the beginning, and the story could have not been public.
Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. You know, hey, he got it right before he went back to Mexico.
He probably should have started with that instead of, you know, lowballing the 5,000.
Right.
All right, Robbie.
All right.
Mel Kiper 2.0 is out.
Yeah.
Give us some observations. What do you got?
Well, obviously, the first thing I do is to see what the Dolphins do at 13.
Right, correct.
But in order to see what the Dolphins do, you have to see how the previous 12 teams do. Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams, a defensive tackle from Alabama. Then the Raiders going with Rashawn Gary. Then Montez Sweat from Mississippi State going to the Bucs. And then, obviously, Dwayne Haskins going number 6 to the Giants. So then you look at 7. Man, Jacksonville, they could use a quarterback. Kyler Murray's still there. Now, some people like Drew Locke. He's still there. Daniel Jones is still there. They go with Juwan Taylor, a tackle from Florida. Now, Mel Kiper did mention that he's sticking with offensive line for Jacksonville here because he believes the organization will likely go after a veteran like Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater, and that's why he sees Jacksonville not taking quarterback.
Look, I got nothing against Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm.
But
does his body work,
by the way? Hold on. Regardless of whether his body works, the only quarterback in that he has played has been average at best. I'm even including Minnesota. So don't fall in love with Teddy Bridgewater. I'm going to just put that out there.
And
that's the honest truth. I can't be any more honest with that. Everybody got down here, got so excited about Teddy Bridgewater, and when you ask them why, they don't know.
Yeah, they get boxed in.
Right.
I mean, because he did make the playoffs 1 year, and he might have got screwed up. I mean, he just handed the ball off. I know, yeah.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Okay.
Blake Bortles has 2 playoff wins in the same season.
Right, right.
And by the way, this one, speaking of Mel Kiper's mock draft, this one, there's maybe a little bit of something going on here. That number 8, this may be the biggest reach in draft history for the Detroit Lions, at number 8, to take T.J. Hockenson, a tight end from Iowa, at number 8 overall.
See, I saw the Patriots taking him at 32 in some of them.
Because they want to replace Gronk. That makes sense. At 32, that makes sense. At 8, because I guess Patricia's trying to find the next Gronk. And, of course, they have Al Golden, too. He loves tight ends. T.J. Hockenson. He wasn't even the number 1 tight end in Iowa.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they had 2 really good. Both of them are going to go in the first round, probably. Okay. And then, of course, Buffalo took the super jacked receiver, D.K. Metcalf.
Ooh.
Speaking of super jacked, by the way, Zion Williamson, did you guys see that video I sent you of him throwing the football left-handed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's an old video, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he could sling it.
You know what's amazing?
You should play football, 2 sports.
You're amazed at athleticism, right? And I think you don't understand that all these guys that are playing these sports at this level have that type of athleticism, except for Tim Tebow.
No, Tebow was athletic. He just couldn't throw the football.
Tebow was big, okay?
He was athletic.
He can move for a big guy.
What are you doing there?
He can move a little bit for a big guy.
Yeah.
But he was an athlete.
He was athletic.
No.
I don't really like him, but I'll give him.
He was an athlete. He wasn't athletic. He was a big, kind of like, strong dude that overpowered people, but athletic, you know what I'm saying?
He was athletic.
I use another white guy. I look at, who's your little Amendola? Is this a sly guy? No.
He played for the Patriots. Dolphins.
Edelman
is athletic.
Well,
guy
that is
quick,
body.
Shift, move. No. Oh, okay. I'm saying you're actually explaining what I'm trying to say even more.
Is Gronk athletic?
Yes. Yeah, simply because besides being big and strong and whatever, he's made some pretty acrobatic catches with defenders all over him. That's athletic. You have never seen Tim Tebow do anything and you go, wow, that's athletic. No, it's either that's big, that's strong.
When he was in college, he had some moves. He had some plays.
Like, come on, man. It's not a knock. Everybody thinks it's a knock on everybody.
The jump pass?
Oh, God.
What?
Like,
I don't even know why I'm sticking up for Tim Tebow. But
look.
We're going to stick up for Steve Spurrier next?
No, that's not happening.
It's not a knock on anybody to, like, Tim Tebow maximized his physical abilities, right, in football. Now, I would say this, that what he's doing hitting a baseball is more athletic than anything he did on football field. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone says, not every basketball player can throw. You see John Wall's first pitch?
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Okay. In high school, a football player who never played baseball or softball threw a softball 106 yards during our presidential physical fitness award test.
Oh, don't bring that up. It gives me such bad memories.
What?
The president's physical fitness award test.
Oh, you had to do that? We didn't have that in school.
Oh, yeah. So I couldn't do one chin-up. Couldn't climb the rope.
Well, I would tell you what. If anything, it probably would have made you lose weight so you could do that one pull-up.
And then at my school, my public school, you had to, like, change into your, like, gym outfit. So we, like, had, like, all white, like, gym outfit, all white, like, white sweatpants and white top or whatever was, like, our gym outfit. And, the part of the presidential physical fitness test you had to run the mile.
Uh-oh.
And... like, so they made a mile out of the baseball field. It was, like, three laps around the entire, not the baseball field, but the entire, like, grounds of the school, whatever. So I started off, like, kept keeping up with everyone. But, like, by lap three, I was by myself. The entire grade was sitting watching me completing lap three. The entire grade sitting watching me complete lap three all by myself. And now the end of the run... you had to come down to, like, the left field line, down third base, home plate was the end. The entire grade is watching me. Everyone. I'm, like, basically at this point, I'm just, like, crying. Like, I'm just, because I don't want all eyes on me. And I'm huffing and puffing, like, I'm, as I come down third base to finish, I fell face planted in the dirt just before home plate. Wearing my all-white gym suit. Got up. How do you think I looked?
Like a dust bunny?
Correct. I had, like, 300 people in my grade laughing at me.
So wait. So, let me get this straight. So, here's one guy says, Leroy being totally racist, just fine, moronic. Tebow is a pro baseball player and football player. And that's a dumbass racist comment.
Okay.
No.
Well, can I handle this one?
Sure.
Sir, just because you play a sport does not mean you are athletic.
Here. And tell me if I'm wrong, though. Throughout Tebow's professional or football career, okay, because he was successful, everybody put the adjective athletic on him. Yet, when you think of an athlete, name something that he did that was overly athletic, besides being big and strong.
I mean, he... No, like, he, I can pull up highlights.
No,
should we pull up highlights?
You can pull, all the highlights are going to show is him, you know, the success of him had a lot to do with the offense. I'm not saying that he was terrible, okay? But I'm saying, like, man, when you think of, I can't even, like, I don't know how to explain it, right? But I know what that looks like, right? That a guy that is a great college player but not athletic. Like, you just know it. You know, you can see it. You can see guys and say, wow, he might have some success, but he's not athletic. Oh, look, that's real athletic. There, that's an athletic play. Real athletic.
Oh, no.
Look, let's go through this. Let's go.
Beast, did you feel more athletic when you had the Tebow jersey on?
Right. Oh, another athletic play.
That was athletic.
What, he's all gator heavy.
Or was he just big?
I mean,
which is what I said.
He found the right hole.
No, that's not athletic. Oh,
surprising.
Oh, look. Wait, look. The guy's pretty wide open, Beast.
See you
all. Look at this one. Look at that. Look at that. Wait, that was athletic.
Let me ask you a question.
He got from the offensive line.
Is he any different than a fullback?
Look at the way he flings a towel.
Actually, fullback, I think that's a very accurate.
The way he flings
right,
the towel.
That's what I'm saying.
H-back.
He's big.
Which is what he should have done in the NFL.
He didn't want to do that.
Stubborn ass.
Didn't want to do that.
Wait, there's got to be one athletic play. Maybe this one.
Right.
Here we go.
Oh, jump pass.
The jump pass. That was athletic. That was athletic right there.
Here, you ready?
That was athleticism.
Here's the text that comes in. Right?
Wait.
Oh, it's a deep arm.
Look at that arm.
Look. Oh, my.
Who's he playing?
The four guys that jumped in front that didn't catch it. He, look how open he is. Look, Vic was athletic.
Yep.
Steve Young was athletic. Tebow was not. Oh, that was an athletic throw there.
He did have to make a few steps to his right.
You see what I like? Come on, man. Now. Oh, wait. Okay. Stop that.
We got more.
No.
You are missing one of the greatest athletes of college football history.
You know, what I'm missing is one of the most successful quarterbacks in college football history. Not the most athletic. Just because you have success
in sports.
Look
at that. Oh, amazing. Whoa, avoided a tackle. Whoa, rolling out to his right. Oh, coming back to his left. Oh, avoid another one. That was athletic. That was athleticism. Look at this. Look at this right here. Oh, he picked up 10 yards after running 70.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Just real quick.
Yeah.
Pull up Michael Vick's highlight.
No, I saw him in person.
And? Okay.
I'll never forget 1999.
How about this?
1999.
You know, even, look, so it doesn't sound racist?
Yeah.
Pull up Steve Young.
Okay. We're going to watch Steve Young highlights during the break. But on the other side, I know Tobin's not here, but this was on the calendar for today. So we have to continue with it. We have a major show announcement.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side. If you have any interest in the show, if you've been a longtime listener, if you know longtime listeners of the show, call them, tweet them, text them, tell them they want to be listening on the other side. We have a major show announcement to make on the other side. We do that after this.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world.
So during the break, we...
Wait, let me read this text.
No.
Let me read this text first before we get to that.
Yeah.
You're a racist. Pull up Dan Marino and tell me he's athletic and he's one of the greatest ever. See? Here's what I hate about Tim Tebow talk. Anything negative you say means you hate Tim Tebow. So everybody who I say, because I say Tim Tebow's not athletic, you think I'm shooing his accomplishments in football. I am not. Okay? I didn't say he wasn't a great college quarterback. I didn't say that. I'm not taking away from nothing that he's done. Okay? But I am saying that type of quarterbacking without the ability to throw the ball only works in college. And if he was the same guy and possessed a lot of athleticism, he might have been able to get away with not being able to throw the football. That's it. So now, Beast, go ahead. So now go ahead. Now say.
Okay. So no. During the break, we were watching highlights or whatever, like the Steve Young and Tim Tebow, whatever.
Is there a slight difference?
Yeah, a big difference. Yeah. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. So Rashad Butler's filling in for Perk today on with Curtis, and I believe they're going to have Don Mattingly on, but we'll see. But the best part is, so I asked Rashad on the talk back, which is like I can talk to the other studio through my microphone, and I said, Rashad, is Tim Tebow athletic? And Leroy like got up and sprinted into the other room to start having a conversation, because anytime like whoever is on the next shift, whether it's Curtis, Perk, Lousen, whoever's in the other room on the next shift, Leroy has to go have sports hot takes with. So
that's because you guys don't acknowledge my greatness, so I have to go where I'm appreciated. I'm just telling you.
Anyways, so Rashad is in the other room, right? And so I asked Rashad, just like, hey, is Tim Tebow athletic? So we don't get an answer, but what we get is Leroy jumping up, running in the other room, and just start yelling. I don't know what he was yelling. Wait.
Go ahead.
And then the best is Leroy is looking at me and starts yelling at me. There's only one problem. There's freaking 6 inches of soundproof glass in between the two of us.
I could not hear you. I can fight through that.
No, you couldn't. No. I'm looking at you like, dude, I have no idea what you're saying.
So, like, I think people misunderstand, and this is why I hate these conversations, because people misunderstand what I'm saying. You can be a professional athlete and not be athletic.
Yeah, like Tom Brady, not a good athlete. Not athletic.
Right.
Maybe the GOAT quarterback, but not athletic.
But he can throw the football.
Correct.
Now, what I'm saying is, it used to bother me when they would put that label on Tebow, because I will watch him play.
Well, they would say he's not a quarterback, he's an athlete.
Right. And I'm like, no, he's not very athletic. And everybody would think, oh, why you hate Tim Tebow? No, I'm not taking away from nothing the guy's done. But what I'm saying is that, you know what? If he didn't play quarterback, what he would play? He'd be the blocking tight end or a fullback.
He'd be Matt Devlin.
Right. No, that's exactly. That was my whole point. That there's that like.
I miss a fullback.
Okay, if he, look, Tebow couldn't throw the football at the pro level, right? He couldn't. That's a fact. Okay. What other attributes does he have that makes him a professional?
A professional or an athlete?
A professional football player. Once we take him throwing out of the equation.
He's big.
And he scrambles.
Let's make our major announcement.
Blah, 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 blah.
There we go. It's apropos to the show.
Wait, can I just tell you in true Beast fashion?
Yep.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, make your announcement.
It's been a long time coming. How long, Robbie? It's been months.
It's been like, yeah, 2 or 3 months.
At least.
Yeah.
We had a death in the family, in the show family, a few months ago. It was part of the show that was kept on life support with tape.
Yes.
But finally succumbed to the injuries they suffered.
Career ending.
And had to be put down.
Yep.
Kind of like a bad horse.
That's not helpful.
And that is Robbie's Crocs. They were put down.
Yep.
And then Robbie ended up wearing either New Balance shoes, which are fine, which is what I wear, or sandals, which was interesting. But we had a report. We got a picture this weekend. Now, on our group text, whenever we have a major personal announcement or something we've figured out, we always preface it by saying, boys, with an exclamation point. That's what precedes it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that from Robbie. It was boys. Now, we didn't know what that meant. Could be anything. Maybe Robbie hit the 17 parlay.
Oh,
I don't know.
I would definitely do that. Preface.
I mean, we don't know what it meant. Maybe his barber was back. I don't know. But then we got a picture of brand new camo Crocs.
Yeah.
You have them on today?
I'm having them right now. Look, pull it out right there. There they are.
Wait, don't take them off your feet. Don't take
them. All right, I had to show it. So I can see it.
Fine. So I feel like Do you feel back to your normal self with your Crocs?
Oh my, it's night and day. I feel like a new man. I had to break them in a little bit, maybe adjust the strap a little bit, but once I got it figured out, oh, I'm back.
Now, did you
never wearing any of the other shoes ever again?
Did you do the smart thing, which is buy two pairs in case you have a man down?
Well, I did. Well, here's really what happened. Here's how I ended up with new Crocs so quickly.
Okay,
so. My grandfather, he's more camo than me. Like
your grandfather's way into camo, the camo.
He has
camo
suspenders.
Right, correct.
So every now and then he's always calling me, "Hey bro, when are we gonna go to Outdoor World?" And
your grandfather says, "Hey bro."
Oh, he didn't say bro, but he's like, he says, "Hey, when are we going to Outdoor World? We gotta go to Outdoor World." And I always say, "Yeah, we'll go whenever. We'll figure it out." And we kept putting it off. And then yesterday morning, I see him for breakfast, and I'm like, "Hey, we gotta go to Outdoor World. I need to buy new Crocs. Let's go. Let me know when you want." And he goes, "Well, I'm he's a little bit older now. He's like, "Well, I can't be wearing Crocs anymore because of my feet, and they kind of slip sometimes. And so you want to go ahead and take my Crocs?" And I'm like, "Oh, I guess he's not wearing them anymore."
Wait a minute.
So you still didn't buy a pair?
Wait a minute. We made this major announcement, and you're using used Crocs?
They're new. They're new. They're better than my old.
Were they worn before?
They haven't been worn in a while.
Minus one.
What?
I thought you actually pony got up
these are new Crocs.
They're not new if they were worn before.
They're new by me.
All Crocs are new until you've worn them.
These don't have holes in them. The straps work fine. I'm back to normal.
You're wearing someone else's Crocs.
The exact same camo Crocs.
Why couldn't you just get a new pair?
I was going to, but then he gave me this option. In fact, I literally told him, "Hey, let's go to Outdoor World. We'll make it happen. I got to buy new Crocs." And he's like, "Well, why don't you just take mine?" And I was like, "All right." I got myself life. I might have been another month before we get to end up going Outdoor World and buying a new Crocs. Who knows?
You know, you could buy them online, like Amazon.
I know, but then I get into analysis paralysis. Then I'm like looking at which Croc do I want? Do I want to pay more for this one? Is it worth it? Or do I want to get the same Crocs as last time?
There's Crocs. It's Crocs. You're not
then,
trying to buy.
And then I analyze so much, I do nothing.
I.
It's kind of like, remember the old joke when they say, who was it? What's the comedian that died? Robin Harris.
Robin Williams?
Robin Harris.
Oh,
I know what I'm talking about.
From I know what you're talking about.
Bebe's Kids.
Yes.
When he say you need to go get you a job. It's not like job go come knock on your door. Who is it? Job. Crocs just came knocked on his door and jumped on his feet.
Yes.
But like,
no, it don't matter.
It did. What does it do? He's not wearing them anymore. They're just going to sit there in his closet and not get used.
You've had 5 months to get a pair of Crocs, and the whole time your grandfather has had a pair sitting in his closet.
Yes, I didn't know he stopped using them anymore.
Oh, my God.
He says he doesn't wear them anymore.
I
didn't know that until yesterday.
I'm more impressed, not with the fact that
they're the same size.
Yes, I'm in fact. How big is your grandfather that y'all wear the same size Crocs?
Size 11s.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't do half sizes either, but I'm a hard 11 anyways.
Wait, I'm gonna ask this question, and I'm gonna regret it. What's a soft 11?
I've only seen that in the movies. Curtis and Rashad Butler, Lawson, they have Don Mattingly coming up. All right, Don Mattingly, the manager of your Miami Marlins, coming up with Curtis and Rashad Butler coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.